is a reflection of the earth. Sounds crazy, right? Look how similar these pictures are. Take your time. This dot here, it says the North Pole, is pointing to what looks like the North Pole over here. And when I said reflection, I meant reflection, moving electromagnetic source below, bounce off the dome and refract into a focal point that we call the sun and moon. This electromagnetic source below, the black sun. Polaris is fixed above us, the stars rotate around it. Sun and moon also rotate above us. And the moon is a live X-ray of Earth. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around that still. Sun and moon, same size, 51 kilometers, and they're not far away. It's like 3,000 miles. They break down the moon phases. I'll post the sources whenever I post the video so you can dig into it if you want to. Angle of incidence. Have you ever heard scientists say that the North and South Pole flip every 26,000 years? I'm pretty sure this is what it actually does. This is what they don't want to tell us. So the North Pole moves. And it takes 26,000 years for it to complete its circle. Earth now. And also, when it does that, it puts different land masses at the North Pole. So, right now, there's a thing called Hyperborea at the North Pole. But in 6,000 years, Egypt will be at the North Pole. In 13,000 years, Atlantis, yes, I said Atlantis, will be at the North Pole. And in 19,000, that's the ice age season. Nothing is at the North Pole. It's all ocean right there, all the land masses outside the ice wall. This is what we're taught Antarctica is. And this is what it actually is. And they know that because they measured all the distances. From like capital cities in different countries and whatnot. And they've mapped where all these bases actually are. The amount of work they put into this shit's crazy to me. It's more work than I've ever put into anything in my life. They map the flight traffic. Look at this map and look at these straight lines. Like, you have all these curved lines on this map. But all these straight lines over here on this one, which from what it makes more sense that they would be straight lines. Same with boats. Curved lines, straight lines. Time zones. There are whole ass continents that we haven't been taught about. Namely, Lemuria is one of them. You have North America and South America right here. And if you look to the left, it's the same thing. Australia's down here. Africa and West Africa. Can you read that one? Yeah, the landmass at the North Pole is called Hyperborea. They mapped the oceans. There are places on here that Or you're not taught about. The South Africa deep holes, West Africa deep holes. The Great Abyssos. These people are Greek, so there's all kind of weird misspellings and shit littered throughout. But that's not enough to discredit all this work that they've done. Speaking of they, this is who they are. Apparently, if you look at the moon from two different continents, it appears to be upside down. This picture was taken in Tennessee. This picture was taken in Australia. And this right here is what taught me that the moon rotates, actually. Before I ran across this, I had no idea that the moon rotated 360 degrees every 24 hours. Because the heliocentric model does not explain why it does that at all. They pretend it doesn't do that. It's what they do. And this got beyond my ability to fact check. It is way too technical for me. I didn't fucking get that far in math. When I first saw this shit, my brain rejected it. Didn't want to believe it, couldn't believe it if I tried, one of those things. And then as time passed, I found myself learning a lot from this page. Learning more from this page than like any other source. If you want to know how the seasons happen, it's just the size of the oscillation of the sun. They explain the analemmas of the sun and moon. Moon phases. This right here says there's a super moon area and a sub moon area. I guess it magnifies it. In the supermoon area, I don't know. And if I hadn't lost you yet, I'm about to. They say Mars is the dark spot in Jupiter. Jupiter. Yeah, misspellings that are Greeks, whatever. It says that Saturn's rings show the dome layers of the shown cosmos. Stars moving on the dome. Stars moving, see. Oh, and how could I forget? Not only is the moon a reflection of Earth, it's also perfectly aligned with all the constellations. And you can't tell me that they've pulled all this shit out of their ass. Some of this shit is too perfect. It's too perfect to be fictional. And last but not least, the altitude of the sun. And these are just some screenshots, okay? This is a 10-minute video. Some screenshots I have. I tried to make it as short as possible, believe it or not. It's a lot of info.